Peter Hosking with Cloud Street.
He hears nothing but the water, and the sound of it has been in his ears all his life. Shirt buttons askew, his new black shoes filling with sand, he strides along the beach near the river's edge, nearly hyperventilating with excitement. His tongue can't lie still. It rounds his mouth, kicks inside like a mullet. He tramps through the footprints of the city's early morning rambles and nightly assignations toward the jetty he's been watching the past half hour. He breaks into a run. His shirt tail works its way out. It's low tide, so he reaches the steps to the jetty without even wetting his shoes, though he would have waded there if need be, waded without a qualm, because he's hungry for the water. He wants it more than ever. Three cheers go up back there in the trees on the bank. But he's running, seeing slats of river between the planks, with his big, overripe man's body quivering with happiness. Near the end of the jetty, he slows so he can negotiate the steel ladder down to the fishing platform. He's so close to the water. A great gobbling laugh pours out of him. No hand in his trouser belt. The water to himself. The silver-skinned river. He sits. He leans out over it and sees his face with hair dangling, his filthy great smile, teeth, 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 and then he leans out harder, peering to see all the wonders inside. It's all there, all the great and glorious, the sweet and simple, all. Within a minute, he'll have it, and it'll have him. And for a few seconds, he'll truly be a man. A flicker, then a burst of consciousness on his shooting way, and he'll savour that healing all the rest of his journey. Having felt it, having known the story for just a moment. From the broad vaults and spaces, you can see it all again because it never ceases to be. You can see that figure teetering out over the water, looking into your face. And you can see the crowd up on the tree-thick bank behind him, finishing this momentous day off and getting ready to wonder where he is. And you can't help but worry for them, love them, want for them, those who go on down the close-fitted galleries of time and space without you.